You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good Monday morning, No Finish Line Nation out there. I'm hoping that everybody's Monday is going to be a great day today. I know that a lot of times Mondays are difficult for some just to get the week kicked off and get things moving the right direction, but I know that you can make it the best Monday, September 25th, that you've ever had of your life, right? So, and it is, a lot of it is mindset, right? And I know that a lot of you are coming off the weekend, or some of you have gone and watched football yesterday with family, or done things as family time with each other, whether you went apple picking, whether you went whatever. I know a lot of areas of the country was pretty warm, including up here in Maine. It was 90-something degrees today, yesterday, almost 90 degrees. And then today is going to be mid-80s, insanely warm. And then later this week, it's going to be in the 50s. So that roller coaster that we go on up here in Maine a lot of times whenever it comes to Indian summers and really working through different seasonal changes that we have up here is pretty great. And I know that a lot of the situations when we're going through the outcome, whenever we get to a certain time period, when we see the foliage start to turn up here, is pretty incredible. And I'm going to post a couple of pictures on Connect and different social media platforms, including No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page. We can show some of those great scenes that we have up here in Maine because it's such a wonderful place to live. I won't be saying that in January like I say all the time when I'm out there doing snow removal and all kinds of stuff. I probably won't be thinking the same exact way. So I wanted to reach out to everybody to talk to you a little bit about something that came up this weekend. And it was, I'll tell you a little bit of a story behind where I was with my son. And then I also want to show that sometimes you never know what you can learn from the strangest little places sometimes. And one of the things that I wanted to share was, is that on Friday when I was actually having lunch with Jonathan, or Mud Hustler, we were out having lunch and got a call from my wife on Friday, and she wanted to come up and meet us, but she went to go pick up my son at school because he had been, they were taking a school picture and they were all just kind of hanging out, and he was, the teacher had asked them all to step outside of the classroom and go to a larger area where they could take a picture together as a group. And so all the kids are running, and my son Gavin, of course, is a little bit faster and a little bit more wild and crazy sometimes. So he decides he's going to run, but then he slips and he falls and he mashes his face right onto a lanyard or a stanchion of the bleachers, the stands that the kids sit on and that fans sit on during whatever events that are there. So he hits his face on that right in the middle of his forehead, and it blows up like this huge egg, and it's really, really big. It almost looked like, I can joke about it now because he's okay, but it almost looked like the characters from Star Trek The Next Generation with the big, big foreheads that it came down, and it was just ginormous. It was so huge. So he gets called out of school. His mother goes and picks him up, brings him back to the house, brings him over to the emergency room. They go get checked out, find out that he did not get a concussion, but it's very swelling, a lot of swelling. So ice and, the regular doctor remedy of putting some ice packs on it and a couple ibuprofen and make sure that he's, good to go. And then the first night of sleep would be okay. So everything was good. So my son's, first of all, health is okay. And he slept the first night and the second night, and everything was really good to go. And as a matter of fact, he's getting around pretty well comparatively to smashing your face into a bleacher. So here's the part that I wanted to share with you is that because he couldn't practice that evening on Friday, he wasn't going to miss it for the world. He's a team captain. He's an inside linebacker. He's really fast. He gets to the quarterback. They love him on the team. They call him the Tasmanian Devil. He's a ball of energy, and he's very talented at what he does. So he goes to the practice. He wants to go, and my wife is hemming and hawing, and I'm hemming and hawing over whether we want to let him go. And he gets there, with this huge bulbous egg on the front of his face, and the coach was like, oh my goodness, and you know, they wanted them to kind of stand on the sideline. So Gavin, being the person that he is, and he doesn't want to be somebody that sits on the sidelines and doesn't do anything, so he was helping the coaches out the whole entire time. So he's, you know, running the balls down, he's throwing balls back to the coach, and he's just kind of like staying involved, and we're trying to keep him as limited as we could so that he isn't running around like a chicken with his head cut off doing everything. But yeah, so that was kind of the dynamic of Friday. And so because he didn't practice on Friday, it means on Sunday when they play in their game that he's not going to be able to play in the game. Now, he wanted the chances to go to. The doctor even said there's no concussion, so basically he can play if the swelling's gone down and he's feeling up to it. Well, we weren't going to allow that. I just, you know, we wanted to make sure. And especially with the fact that when he puts his helmet on his head, he can't get it over the face that was, you know, swollen out on the front of it. And we also didn't want to cause damage or have chance of getting another hit in the head or anything like that. So he sat out the game. So his job during the game was going to be water boy. So he carried these two big things of like 8 containers of water, and it was extremely hot, almost 90 degrees on the day, and the kids were really, really scorching hot. And Gavin took it upon himself to be the water boy. So every single time that they come off the field, he was high-fiving, he was giving waters, he was doing whatever. He's dancing around, he's smacking people in the helmets, going, hey, great job with this, great job with that, being a team leader, motivating people, doing everything that he had to do with these kids, and they came out victorious in the end of the game. Now, on one hand, a 12-year-old kid can really take that to heart, where he really wants to play with his team. He doesn't want to lose his spot on the team because he's a team captain. And there is that chance that that could happen, where somebody stepped into his role and did it better than him, so he could lose that. So, you know, as a 12-year-old, you can fight through depression, you can fight through sadness, you can fight through anger with the fact that, why can't I do this? But no, my son decides that what he's faced with at that moment in time, he's going to go and he's going to be the best water boy out there. His exact words were, Dad, if I'm going to be the water boy, I'm going to be the best water boy. And they're going to look at me and they're going to say, that kid is fast, he's furious, he rolls with it, he refills, he's given such a positive influence, and he's being such a true warrior, right, on that end. This is a 12-year-old kid. And so I caught up with him last night. I was driving him from the game. My wife went to go pick up some food that we're going to have for dinner after the game. And we're driving home. And I told him, I said, I'm so extremely proud of him for, you know, just taking on whatever situation that was there and really leaning in on the positives of any situation, although it's not ideal and it's not the situation that you wanted it to be. And he looked at me and said, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, I understood I couldn't do it. Yeah, of course I was upset about it, but why embrace that part of it? Why be part of that, you know? And so it was an eye-opener for me. So we got home and we did our own thing and, you know, he went to bed for the evening and I just sat there reflecting, and that's what I was going to talk about this morning on the podcast is why don't we do that? Why can't we take situations that aren't ideal, things that we look at that are a curveball that might be thrown our way or a life situation that might be thrown our way that is not necessarily ideal to what we want to happen in our lives or what we picture to happen in our lives? And if we picture what we want in our lives to happen and it doesn't happen, why is it that nine times out of 10 in my former life before I was on this health journey here, I would always just really wallow in my sorrows and I would really just kind of hunker down in the fact that I would sit there and eat a full pie, or I would go and order a large pizza and dive right into it because I took that food as being a curb mechanism for me to be able to get through some of the stuff that I needed to get through. And if I was feeling really down in the dumps and I was feeling really like life was dealing me a bad set of cards, I didn't lean in on the fact that it was, how can I make this the best situation of all? I leaned in on the fact of, why the hell is this happening to me right now? And I don't understand why I'm a good guy and these bad things happen. So that's the key is the fact of, I leaned in back in the day on the fact that the life was dealing me bad sets of cards. So I'm going to be depressed about it, down in the dumps, upset, emotional, all those things. And I would just slide into food because I'm an addict. So food caused me just to eat and stuff my face and do those kind of things and make me temporarily feel better. When on the other hand, if life dealt me bad cards or dealt me lemons, I know the catchphrase of make lemonade was there, but it's the truth. I mean, literally, I can take a situation that happens right now that may be not ideal. You know, I have family members that are suffering from illnesses right now. And if I lived in the world of just being suffer depression or suffer sad or angst or anxiety and those kind of things based on the fact that I know what they're going through and based on the fact that I can't do anything about it, I literally will spin out of control with depression. But instead, I want to live in the moment, enjoy the moment, embrace the moment, and be the best son that I can be in a situation that's going to help me. So is you could see the difference in the concepts between one to the other. Am I going to be somebody that sits back and lets life dictate how I'm going to live? Or am I going to be somebody that takes life by the horns and says, no matter what the situation, no matter what where I'm at, whether I'm in on the lower end or feeling down about things, or whether I'm on the high end, high point of things, am I going to enjoy life? Am I going to embrace life? And am I going to embrace the moment to make the best that it can be? What a huge moment. Out of the mouths of babes, they always say, right? Out of the mouths of babes. And my 12-year-old son teaches me this life lesson, or I should say reminds me of this life lesson, because since I've been on this health journey, I really do live in that space. And as you guys can tell through the coffee talks and things like that, I really do live in the space of, what can I do today? How can I be a positive influence on life? How can I be a positive influence on my family or myself or any of those things during a situation that might not be ideal? Now, sometimes it does take reminders, and my son is 12 years old and I am 44 years old, and his reminder stands out more than anything else ever, because in his world, that's what his world consists of. His world consists of football. His world consists of being 12 years old and watching YouTube videos and going to school and social classes and those kind of things. But football is a huge portion of that. And when he took that away for this weekend and he couldn't play, he could have easily said, I'm not going to the game. I'm not doing anything. But no, he took the high road and literally embraced everything that was going on around him, because he said, I'm not going to let it dictate who I am. I'm going to be the best at what I need to be. And I'm going to be there to support others. And I'm going to be there to support my team. And I'm going to be there to embrace the situation rather than shun it or run away from it. That's pretty powerful stuff. And we as adults, humans, should take note. We should really take note of that situation. You know, I think if we can embrace it, to know that if we are aware of the way that we respond to situations when they happen, I think we can set ourselves up for success. I think that if we know life is going to deal you some lemons, how will you turn them over to lemonade? And you go into it with that approach before it happens, before something bad comes your way and says, nope, we're going to deal you these cards, whether you like it or not, and that, and how you respond is whatever. It's not even, you know, it's life. It's life's weird way of doing things, right? And we all know that life can be pretty tough sometimes. So if you go into it with the approach of, how will I respond to this, versus just responding, you might be more prepared on how to embrace it, bring out the positive side of it, and be a positive influence throughout the situation. I hope that that helps you as much as it helps me, because my 12-year-old to inspire me is a pretty big deal. And I want to give him hats off to that. You know, I think that we can take note on this. We can literally look at the situation and say, how can I be better based on the fact that he as a 12-year-old could be better? I'm 44. I should well know what beyond his years of where he is, I need to be at 44 years old, because sometimes we get stuck in our ruts and stuck in the ways that we do things. I think we can really learn a lesson from a 12-year-old child. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidShano1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.